Our guest, Baby Nebrida, served as writer, director, and producer of the opening night film for the Filipino Film Festival. That's tonight at the Doris Duke Theater at the Honolulu Museum of Art. Across the Crescent Moon is a romance with some complications there, right, Baby? It's her second feature, and it's received very favorable reviews. Thanks for coming in, Baby.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Very wonderful to have you here. It's been called an action drama with human trafficking as a backdrop. That's a lot going on.
First, I'd like to greet everyone, the listeners. Good morning, everyone. And I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Terrific. Thank you. Now, look, you've got a lot going on. There's a romance, actually a marriage between Muslim and Christian, as well as human trafficking as a backdrop for all of the romantic
action.
Well,
this is my first time to direct an action movie, you know, but I've done many films before, more than 20 films in the past. But as a director, this is something new, something different, because it speaks a lot of what's going on in our society, you know, in our country. It talks about human trafficking and the menace and the scourge of human trafficking. It also talks about the interfaith relationship, about a Christian and a Muslim. Mm-hmm.
We know that there's some Muslim tension going on in the southern parts of your country.
Right, right.
And the human trafficking, you say, has particular resonance for the Philippines.
Yes, definitely, because of poverty. You know, our women from the south, especially Mindanao and the Visayas, they are lured to work overseas, and then they are deceived by the illegal recruiters. And definitely there is a crime syndicate involved here. So that's the reason why people, I mean, the women fall into the trap. And we showed it in the movies how they are transported, no, from Mindanao. Especially, we shot in this island, Tawi-Tawi. This is the southern tip of the Philippines, and it was very dangerous, and we shot there. But it's the place where exactly they bring the victims of human trafficking to Sabah, to Malaysia, because it's just like 30 minutes away.
And you say Malaysia is a great trafficking center.
Yes, then. Yes. Based on the research that I did, it's really Malaysia. It's the point where the buyers from different countries come.
What countries?
Like, for example, Middle Eastern countries, and then some Scandinavian countries and Korea. And they buy these women, you know, and then they use them as sex slaves.
Many, of course, think they're going to other household positions or some type of other job. They don't realize.
Well, these women are sort of like their housewives. They want to send their children to school. They're so impoverished, and they're not educated, you know. So they are lured to work as a domestic helper or work in a factory. And then as a result, since they don't have working papers, they fall into this trap.
So this is a romance with a serious side to it.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. It's a romance because it's the Muslim is in love with a Catholic. And then, of course, the parents are involved here. And we see the kind of prejudices and the barriers. And you see in the end that important part is we have to accept each other's beliefs and accept and respect each other's beliefs, and we can all work, coexist with each other.
I like the message. And getting the film done itself was really an accomplishment, Baby, because I know you've got some of the big action scenes with the car chase as well as the, you know, and so much going on as well as the different locations. I mean, you spent 20 years in the U.S.
Right.
as a filmmaker, so you have a bit of an outside view of the Philippine film culture. What's it been like? Filipino cinema?
Well, actually, the film industry in the Philippines is really a dying business, you know. We are all independent filmmakers. The studio system is gone, no? Not like before. We have like three big studios. Right now, it's the one thriving is really the network films, you know, because
network television
because of we have limited resources in terms of promotions and publicity. And, of course, if you own the network, you have unlimited time to promote your film, you know, and that's the one that's thriving, you know.
What kinds of films are being made, are being funded?
Yes, actually, the films, the one that you're going to watch here in the Filipino Film Festival.
There are 8 films in this festival.
And I commend Taylor Chang because she really, the committee, the executive committee, they really selected all the good films, no, in the country.
I mean, there's quite a range. There are documentaries, and there's one 9-hour series, right. You were saying.
No, not this one. Right. Because these are all top directors of the country, like Love Diaz. Well, he's known for doing like long films, but this Sakada series is a different one. It's very interesting because it speaks about the Sakada's people living in the Ilocos region and also in the Visayas region. They come to Hawaii to work here in the American company, you know. This is from 1906 to 1946, so it's a very interesting series.
So there's historical,
three short films, yeah, historical
material here,
yes,
as well as
very
well.
Good.
I guess we're used to getting melodramas and some slapstick comedies from the Philippines as well.
Well, the independent filmmakers, they focus so much on the woes and the cries, like about poverty, and really, it's the films that the Taylor Chang put together, you know, in the executive committee. They're really good films.
Good cross-section, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
As a filmmaker, you are also an observer of your culture, and you were really involved in the 2016 presidential campaign.
Right.
Were you not,
baby? Not really the campaign, but on the COMELEC, you know, the results. We were watching so that it will be an honest, clean and honest elections, mm-hmm. because we had bad experiences in the past. So we were protesting. I was very much involved in coming up with a good, clean, honest election.
And you're pleased with the result?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us. It's really been a little window onto the Filipino film culture.
Thank you.
Great to see you, baby. And congratulations on your film.
We'd like to invite you tonight. I hope
exactly.
you come to the Doris Duke Theater at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And
6 o'clock, there'll be refreshments and a chance to talk with you and visit with some of your family who are also involved in the production, right?
Yes, and not only that, we will also be having a Skype conversation with the stars.
Great. And that's tonight. See the film Across the Crescent Moon. It screens at 7:30, and the Filipino Film Festival runs through next Saturday.